Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
All right, 5:02 in the evening, final hour. Felger and Maz, Big Jim Murray in the Maz chair, Matt McCarthy in the update studio. Felger back here in the A-hole chair. We've been mostly Patriots today. And since I haven't been on since the Thursday night preseason opener, we're giving you our thoughts on that. We've been mostly Patriots, but we gave you some Red Sox earlier. And in fact, we have a little bit of breaking news on the Sox at this hour.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, yesterday the Red Sox alluded to potential changes in their starting rotation, and those changes have arrived. Andrew Cashner will be moved to the bullpen. Also, Rick Porcello is staying in the rotation. Alex Cora said, you can't just put everybody in the bullpen.
That's great line.
That's vicious, isn't it?
We can't just put everyone out there. Someone has to pitch.
The bigger bag of suck is going to go out there right now, and that'd be Andrew Cashner, not Rick Porcello.
Well, you know, he profiles as a good reliever, don't you think? He attacks hitters, you know, the velocity, the attack mentality.
Yeah, you know, comes in, walks five. Yeah, actually, he fits in great with that Red Sox bullpen.
Getting it's smoked by righties.
Ugh. What?
Boo! 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 Boo them off! Boo them off the effing field!
Boo!
If you didn't think,
boo earns.
If,
boo earns.
Boo them!
I know, Maz. If you didn't think that Dave Dombrowski was going to be out, like, this is the nail in the coffin. This was his one move that he made before the trade deadline, adding Andrew Cashner. It's been a complete disaster.
Boo! Boo!
And now they have to, you know, have him waddle out to the bullpen and stash him there.
And you know whose fault it is? This man right here,
right.
Mike Felger.
Yep. Ultimately, it's Felger's fault.
It's his fault. I hold him personally responsible for the Andrew Cashner edition.
I can see nothing. Why again? What did I say that
they're
didn't
so
like?
Good? You can't give up on this team. I'm Midwest Roachy.
You have to invest in this team.
You need bullpen. No, you don't need starting pitching. Just put Eovaldi in the bullpen. Yeah, and you get Andrew Cashner as a result. You are personally responsible for Andrew Cashner.
Boo them.
Boo. Boo. You suck. Boo.
What a disaster this guy's been. Oh, did he suck yesterday? He sucked. I'm like, he sucked since he got here.
Boo. Boo.
This is what this guy who got booed off the field. Thanks, Maz. He was there booing.
Boo.
This is what he said after yesterday's horse crap outing. I think my stuff is really good, said Cashner. I'm just not getting ahead of hitters. I've been doing this a long time. There's a lot of season left. I might have 8 starts left.
No, you have 0, you clown.
Boo.
And as Shaughnessy wrote right after that quote, I might have 8 starts left. Shaughnessy writes, let's hope not. Cashner Sunday lasted an inning and 2/3. He walked 5, hit 1, and gave up 3 runs. He threw 51 pitches, 24 for strikes. He loaded the bases on 10 pitches while recording no outs in the top of the first. In the second, he started the inning by walking a guy hitting 206 and then a guy hitting 147. Cashner is on record as saying he would rather retire than shave his beard. Shaughnessy writes, I would vote for him keeping the look and retiring. Cashman has started 6 games since Dombrowski traded for him. He is 1-4 with an 8.01 ERA. He has allowed a whopping, this number blows me away, 61 base runners and 27 earned runs in 30 1/3.
Boo!
61 base runners in 30 1/3 innings?
That's impossibly bad. How do you do that?
Oh, my God.
Boo! Boo!
41 hits, 17 walks, 3 hit batsmen. He's also homerlicious, says Shaughnessy. 7 bombs and 30 1/3. What a loser. This guy's a freaking loser. And the beard thing is a capper. The guy could be traded to the New York Yankees with a chance to win the World Series, but instead he would retire because they have a no facial hair policy. This bum.
And shame on me, too. I was starting to think maybe Daniel Avanji was responsible for what they've handled him, because the numbers he was putting up in Baltimore before they traded for him were good. Mm-hmm. But that was the anomaly. Maz has said it before. This guy has sucked his whole career. He's a bum.
Loser.
He's a bum.
Yep. Loser. Former first-round pick. So he's got like this toad.
Oh, well, yeah. Some of the stuff that he says, like that quote that you read after yesterday's game, some of his stuff was good. I remember the game that it was like 100 degrees they had to play in Baltimore, and they get one hit by the 30-year-old journeyman. He gave up a couple of home runs. He's like, oh, well, you know, what are you going to do? It was a couple of bad pitches. Go after yourself.
It was hot. You're from Texas,
and then
dude.
He said it was fun. I had fun today pitching against his former team as they lost.
It was fun.
In the middle of a pennant race. So anyway, Andrew Cashner to the bullpen. There's your Red Sox reset, if you will. Back to your thoughts on everything, as promised. Ron in Rhode Island.
Boo!
What do you got? Settle down, Mass. Go ahead, Ron.
Boo!
Ron in Rhode Island, you're up.
Yes, hello. Tom Brady's last football goal is to win a seventh Super Bowl. And he has to stay with the Patriots to accomplish this goal. So, seventh Super Bowl, stay with the Patriots. That's all we have to know about Tom Brady.
Okay.
What happens if he does it this year?
So, I disagree with you on those two things. But again, he could do it this year. It's true. He could do it this year.
Right. And then what?
Okay.
Then what becomes the most important thing for Tom Brady?
Is seven important because Jordan had six? Is seven important? Because if it is, Russell had 10. Or how many did Magic win? How many did Kareem win? I mean, now we got to start. How many did Gretzky win? How many did win? Now we're going to go to, how many did Maurice Richard win? I mean, he's still not going to be number one on any championship list. I mean, again, I don't know how many of those guys have more than six, but Russell got 10, right?
11.
11. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sell you short. He won that one in 55 against the Ottawa Super Thunders.
Boo. Boo.
In the five-team NBA. He's still not going to be number one on the list. Who's to say this is the only place he can win? You don't win every year.
Right.
And don't you think if, I don't know, a really good team added the best quarterback in the history of the game, they'd have a good chance?
Yeah,
the Rams. Right.
Without question.
Maybe even better than you.
A team that was a quarterback away. Say a team that's probably pissed off, like the Dallas Cowboys, because their quarterback, who's not that great, Dak Prescott, just refused to take $30 million a year. So maybe they move on from him next year, and they then add Tom Brady behind that great offensive line with Ezekiel Elliott, with Amari Cooper. You don't think Jerry Jones would be first on the line at 401, end of the league year? Bring, hello. Hey, it's Jer, Tom. $45 million guaranteed. Click.
So, do you think the most important thing for Tom Brady right now is winning a seventh?
I think it's winning, but also helping to promote the TB12 brand.
Bingo. Yeah. That, to me, is the number one.
Playing until 44, 45, that's best for his business. If he wins, that's
I mean, other
gravy.
Than family is most important to him. Yeah. But I think...
From a career standpoint, I think his priorities have changed a bit. Yeah, he has the insatiable lust to win, but now it's about promoting the brand.
I think the winning is for the business.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Which
helps promote it. Yeah.
Great. I still think he's super competitive. He wants to win, but I think he wants to win. I think the most important thing right now is giving him the most win at his sales and setting himself up for his next venture. He wants to be a billionaire and own the world. But God, you know, he's a super competitive guy, and now he's going to go eventually into the private sector, and he's going to want to be as successful there as he was on the field, because that's just how he's wired. And I think him playing to 45 is more about setting up the brand than it is winning number 7, number 8, or challenging Jordan or Russell or
completely.
Whoever we put on that list, right?
Yeah.
Don't you? Because really, what's the point? He's already proven it. He's the greatest football player in the history of the sport. There's nothing left to prove there. He's just padding his stats. Mike in Kentucky. What do you got, Mike?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
All right. Hi, Felga. Listen, remember, you know, 3 years ago when they traded Jimmy Garoppolo, you said, you know, Brady mandatory has to give the Patriots at least 3 to 4 more seasons.
I said
so
three.
This is number 3. Next year, number 4. So you were right about that. But my point is that fans need to remember that, you know, the clock is ticking on Belichick, too. He's 67. You know, I can see him going to 70, which is 3 years from now. You know, he's got to get a quarterback at the helm, you know, and get this ship going the right way.
I'm with you. That's my point today, Mike. The clock is ticking on Belichick in terms of, again, just based, and I'm not based is what I mean to say, not based on Thursday, although, but it was just another reminder how I feel they coached up Stidham in this game. And how he played is a testament to the system he came into, the coaching that he's getting, because he didn't play that way at Auburn. He didn't. It's not the way he was supposed to play, not how he was asked to play. But all of a sudden, first preseason game, he's under center, and he's taking his dropbacks, and he's standing in the pocket. Not how he played in college. Not how he was asked to play in college. And I just looked at that and said, well, they've got the hooks into him, and they're coaching him up. And that was just a jumping off. It's not based on it, but it's a jumping off point. The clock is ticking on Belichick. He's got to be here to draft and develop the next guy.
And I think it's important to him to try to find that next guy. I think he wants to win without Brady. That's the last pelt he's got to collect, right? You know, he's done everything else.
So I'm sure there's a competitive part of him that will take that as well. But I'm less concerned about, I don't care about Bill's personal feelings on it. I'm talking about if I'm the owner or as a Patriots follower, not a fan in the classic sense like you, but someone who wants to see them do well or, you know, as a chronicler of them, that to me is the most important thing. It's the most important thing on the table. The present's accounted for. The present is you're going to be fine. You're going to be in the AFC title game this year again. But, you know, what's coming down the pike? I've talked about that a ton, and I want Bill in charge of it. I want Bill being the one making the call. Mark and Rivera, go ahead, Mark.
Hi, yeah, guys. Mark with Yakuya Report. I was wondering if is there any player in the NFL right now that we could sign that would show Brady that they still have faith in him even without the franchise tag and that could put us back in the situation we were in when we got Moss?
Okay, why do you need that? You've been to, is it three of the last four? And you've won three of the last five. What is it?
Yeah, 15 was the only one they didn't go to in recent years.
I mean, I lose track of exactly what the number is.
It's absurd.
Whatever it is. You've won three in the last 5 years. You go to the AFC title game every single year. Why do you need Randy Moss on this team?
No, and they technically have him. He just has to be reinstated by the league. It's Josh Gordon. Okay, so if you're looking for that type of thing, the big play wide receiver, you're just going to hope the league lets him come back and he can keep his nose clean.
No, okay. But there is a guy out there in Trent Williams. Or you could go out and invest in, you know, left tackle and you can say, you know what, Tom, we've got $13 million in cap space. We're going to add to this year's team. To the caller's point, you could make an additional like that.
Do you think that shows Brady you're committed to him long term if you improve this year's team?
Yeah, not necessarily.
I don't think so. Something tells me that ship has sailed, and I know that because there's a sign out in front of Brady's house and Guerrero's house, and Zoe's concerning selling as well. but that's it. I think he's...
Oh, but Tom said in his interview across the street today, though, don't read into that. So nothing to see here, guys. You know, just take him at his word.
So on that one, I mean, I you know me, follow the real estate. And I think those are big tip-offs, what these guys do with their homes and where they move and where they put their kids in school. Those usually a big tell. So But Brady has plausible deniability on that with the house because, he just does. Maybe he's looking to rebuy here. Or so. He can get away with that to a point by saying, don't read into the house listing. But how do we not read into him having them rescind the franchise tag? There's only one way to read that. You know, there's no other way to read it other than he wants the flexibility at the end of this year to go somewhere else. There's no other.
That's it.
You tell me. How else, if you want to make yourself feel better or hit the pillow and go to sleep better as a Patriots fan, then you want Tom Brady to finish his career as a Patriot. What other reason is there to ask for the franchise tag to be rescinded other than he wants flexibility to have the option to leave at the end of the year?
And there's a positive in that, at least for 2019, in that this could light a fire under his ass and he could have an MVP caliber season. Granted, there's lack of weapons, no Gronk, but say he has an MVP season, 35 touchdowns, 4 picks, whatever. He holds all the cards. He does. So again, it's now they don't hold the rights at the end of the year. That's it. He could be a free agent. He can sell himself as MVP of the league to another team.
There is no other you can't give me. And can you? I don't know. 617-779-0985. The house? Sure. Houses get bought and sold. That happens. I mean, I don't believe it. I think there's a meaning to it. I think he's packing up. He's packing his bags because he's gone. But it could mean something else. I'll grant you that on the house. What does a franchise tag thing mean? What else could it mean other than he wants the flexibility to leave? Tell me. Is there anything? Back to your calls after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG, it's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
All right, 5:02 in the evening, final hour, Felger and Maz, Big Jim Murray in the Maz chair, Matt McCarthy in the update studio, Felger back here in the A-hole chair. We've been mostly Patriots today. And since I haven't been on since the Thursday night preseason opener, we're giving you our thoughts on that. We've been mostly Patriots, but we gave you some Red Sox earlier. And in fact, we have a little bit of breaking news on the Sox at this hour.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, yesterday the Red Sox alluded to potential changes in their starting rotation, and those changes have arrived. Andrew Cashner will be moved to the bullpen. Also, Rick Porcello is staying in the rotation. Alex Cora said, you can't just put everybody in the bullpen.
That's a great line.
That's vicious, isn't it?
We can't just put everyone out there. Someone has to pitch.
The bigger bag of suck is going to go out there right now, and that'd be Andrew Cash.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5255 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Goes Jarrett. Fires over the middle. Caught. Touchdown. Patriots. Jacoby Myers with his second touchdown of the day from 5 yards out. First professional touchdown pass of his career. Jarrett Stidham out of Auburn. And the Patriots add to their lead, leading now 20-0.
Again, my line today, I don't know if Jared Stidham's the next guy. I know Bill Belichick is. So, that's that. Maybe Stidham is. That'd be nice. Certainly, I mean, Murray, the biggest card-carrying member of the Boohoo Brady crew there is. Even you. And even Murray, you know, hates the coverage of Stidham. Thinks that, Jim Murray's got a great take. He thinks that the Patriots media cartel has been activated by the Patriots because they're greasing the skids for Tom Brady to leave, so they're trying to pump up Jared Stidham so the fan base is more amenable to Tom Brady walking out the door because they don't want to pay him. And so the Jeff Howes of the world have been activated. The media cartel has been activated to pump the tires of Jared Stidham. I love that
take.
It just
feels like it's been a little bit sweetened is all. I find the timing a little bit curious because it comes after the news of the Tom Brady contract extension, which isn't an extension. It's just a pay bump for 2019.
I put nothing past the cartel nor the Patriots' willingness to activate it. I know that is a strong, strong thing, baby. So I think you might be onto something. Except when I watched Stidham play, you know what I said?
It was pretty good.
It was actually pretty good.
Right.
Actually pretty good. It actually, you know, again, I can't reiterate enough how I feel it's a hard transition for a lot of these guys that play in that spread offense in college.
I mean, that mostly is college football now.
The whole,
no matter where you are, it doesn't matter if it's Auburn or Baylor, wherever.
Honestly,
it's all spread.
The only team I watch that doesn't play it is my Wisconsin Badgers. The guy's still under center and they're still running off tackle. But everywhere else is the quarterback's in the shotgun and it's, you know, wide receiver screens and inside draws and it's just all the same stuff and it's not the pro style. And guys don't know how to play under center. And they do very little pocket passing, and they do very little reading of defenses, and they're throwing into big windows and all of that. And Stidham had that rap coming out of college, that he had happy feet and wouldn't stand in the pocket and was too slow in his progressions and held the ball and ran around and blah, blah, blah. And you watch him play, and he's under center, five-step drop, back foot, balls out, tight window. Like, oh, wow. So, again, is that all him, or do they coach him up? And I'm going with that second thing. Your thoughts, Danny and Quincy. Go ahead, Danny.
Did Belichick give you the key to his house and boat down there on the 10 weeks?
Sounds like you're on the boat right now, Danny.
Drooling. You sound like me. Oh, my God. But, you know, I love it. I hear the anger in Gasper's voice and Murray, you're seething. I mean, did you expect it to happen any other way in the latter stages of Brady's career? That they're going to go year to year? And why is it so unusual to have Brady want to remove the franchise tag and have the Patriots want to accommodate him on? The franchise tag is kind of a, to a veteran, talented player, it's kind of a dink move to do to a player. Players don't like it anyways, and you wouldn't do that to Brady.
Oh, no. So, Danny, I understand why Brady and his agent want to remove it, no question. Aren't you surprised the Patriots gave in on that?
Why not? Why wouldn't they? And they'll revisit the contract in a year from now. It's year to year. What's the big deal?
They're giving away leverage. They almost never give away leverage.
What, the Patriots?
Yeah.
Well, but the only leverage is if Brady keeps playing well and they win another one with him, they're both going to have the option of bringing him back and talking about it. You think Brady wants to go to another team?
No.
With the dregs and the talent that's going on in the NFL? First of all, and the other thing about the brand, if Brady goes to another team and happens to win a Super Bowl, how is that going to hurt his Tommy Boy 12?
Oh, my God, it's going to help his Tommy Boy 12.
It'll benefit
it. It's going to send it through the roof. You kidding me? I mean, it'll enhance it. Does Brady want to go somewhere else? I don't think so. And I don't think he will if I had to handicap it. But
agreed.
Okay.
But he now has the opportunity, which he hadn't had before.
Would he? And I think there's a chance he would. I mean, I know he and his father have talked, his father mostly, have talked openly about them understanding that it's probably going to end that way. That things end ugly. Things end ugly, and it's going to end ugly here. And Tom Brady Sr. was on the record as saying that. So they've been talking about that and preparing for that for years. Does he want to go somewhere else? Of course not. What he wants is to be fairly compensated and one of the best quarterbacks in the league here for the Patriots for the next 3 years. They don't want to give that to him, Danny. So would he go somewhere else to get what he wants? I think he would. Now, will he or not?
If his hand was forced, yes, I do believe that. But again, is it going to happen? Probably not. But at least he has the opportunity to do so, which he hasn't in the past. He's never been in this situation before.
And he fought for the right for it, which, again, is a smart thing to do if you're the agent. No agent wants to put a franchise tag on the player. That's just smart negotiating. But the Patriots to give in on that? That's different. You've got to admit that. That's different.
It's bad for business if Tom Brady just retires next year. He wants to continue playing. That's good for his business. It's good for his brand. It's not just going to up and walk away from the game. I'd be shocked by that at this point.
And winning a Super Bowl with another team would hurt TB12? How many people outside this area hate the New England Patriots? If anything, it would benefit it even more. Hey, you know, I live in Iowa or Texas now. I kind of like Tom Brady now. I used to hate him because I hated the Patriots, but now, well, I'm going to sign up for TB12 because he won it with, you know, fill in the blank.
But what if he went somewhere with a massive fan base, Dallas, Denver, the New York teams, and one is a Bronco or a Cowboy or a Giant or something? You don't think he'd open up a whole new market for himself?
The Rams, Los Angeles. Don't you think Super G would love to be in LA again? Can you believe that?
Of course.
She had to leave there in 2014 for Tommy.
Of course.
Had to come back here.
Dan in Connecticut, your thoughts. What do you got, Danny?
Yeah, so Tom Brady and the Patriots, great organizations retire their great players. I think it's part of the branding, number one. So I think that has to happen. I get Belichick's philosophy, and anyone else, it's the right philosophy, clearly. But the second point is, you know, where is the evidence Belichick develops quarterbacks and coaches? You talk about, you know, leaving them around to develop the coaching staff and the quarterbacks. There's zero evidence of that, you know. So
I disagree.
Dan,
I agree on the coaches. His coaches have done nothing. So that's nothing. There's not a single success story among his coaches. Not a single one. Is there?
Maybe. O'Brien's the closest, but
maybe O'Brien. Bill O'Brien. Maybe.
Yeah, he sucks.
I know.
Overrated. Ah, Bill O'Brien.
B.O.B.
Win a playoff game. Exactly. No, Bill. So if Bill O'Brien's the closest, he does not have a single success story. And I don't give him Vrabel. Vrabel never coached under him. It's not his coaching tree. That's a former player. That's different. Jim Murray disagrees, but he has quarterback success stories. He does. When he takes Matt Castle in the 7th round out of USC, and Matt Castle never played at SC. Someone did say he threw 33 passes in 4 years at USC. But Matt Castle played behind Matt Leinart and Carson Palmer. Never played at USC. So he comes 4 years later to the Patriots, and then I can't remember what year he was drafted, but then he gets thrown in there when Brady gets hurt and goes 11-5, and then a year later makes the Pro Bowl in Kansas City.
But as an alternate.
That's a success story, Murray. I'm sorry, and I'll tell you who else is a success story.
Who?
Brian Hoyer.
And so these guys are successes,
yes,
but Bill O'Brien isn't?
Yes.
That makes zero sense. Because at least Bill O'Brien has gotten his team. And he's underachieved, but he's at least gotten his teams to the playoffs.
With Brian Hoyer as his quarterback.
Ah! Yeah, because of the defense. He dragged that team because of the defense. And how many turnovers did he have in that game against Kansas City? Six. I think it was five picks and one fumble. He sucks.
Actually, I think it was Hoyer who got him there.
You're now going to try to pump up Brian Hoyer in my... Please.
Brian Hoyer...
You don't even believe what you're saying.
Undrafted. And turned into an NFL quarterback, a 4A.
Nathan Peterman's an NFL quarterback. Okay.
Technically, he's employed as an NFL quarterback.
So a 4A player, we know what that means.
Like, you have to fill roster spots. That's why these guys have him. Brian Hoyer's just been around. Tom Brady never had to worry about losing his job to this stiff. That's why he stuck around and continues to collect paychecks.
Maury, when you're undrafted, what do you expect? And I'm sorry, Garoppolo's a success story.
No, he's not. Get through a season.
The guy can play.
We don't know that.
Is he healthy or not? I don't know. But he can play. So, you know what else you left out before? We were arguing about this earlier. Do you know how many teams can't develop starting quarterbacks? Never mind just the three or four marginal backups I just gave you. There's teams that have gone this entire time with Belichick here who haven't developed a starter. Never mind the greatest starter of all time. And then three or four or five guys who at least, sniff around in the NFL. And again, Castle did make a Pro Bowl. Brian Hoyer did lead his team into the playoffs. Those things happen. How many teams have that track record?
I want an asterisk on that Pro Bowl thing from Castle you keep shoving down
my
throat. He was an alternate.
So?
Because Tom Brady bagged out of it because he didn't want any part of that nonsense. He gets to go by default.
Pro Bowler.
Yes.
That Kansas City team started 0-5 that year.
Was Matt Castle,
it's fake.
Is Matt Castle a success story for Bill Belichick?
Oh, no.
God, yes.
100%.
No.
100%.
It's the nearly unbeaten team that he had to work with. He was just a cog. That's all Matt Castle was.
Look,
and Matt Castle ultimately was a bum because that's what he was at his heart.
I'm not telling you Belichick, everything he touches at the position turns to gold because Ryan Mallett couldn't play the day he got here and he can't play now. And
Brissett sucks.
I don't believe in Brissett, but, we'll see. Rohan Davey absolutely sucked. Cliff Kingsbury, cute little coach, but couldn't play at the NFL level. Bad pick. Kevin O'Connor couldn't play at this level. Bad pick. Brady Belichick has had plenty of failures at the position, and I could go back to Cleveland if you want, where he really bollocks the whole thing. But maybe just through all this time in the league, that this is one of the things Bill has improved on and has figured out. Maybe he's figured out the quarterback thing.
I wish we had, what's his name used to call? The nut. Corey Bramblett, like
yeah. Where's Carlton in Tampa?
Carlton, yes, Tampa. We haven't heard from him.
What's
so
happened
long.
To that guy?
I don't know. But that was another one, right? Corey Bramblett. Wasn't that one of the other quarterbacks he always mentioned?
You'll figure it out eventually. Brian Hoyer,
38 career starts for Brian Hoyer.
Actually, a success story, Murray. Here's the McCarthy's update. Oh, the Patriots. By the way, you'll hear this. There was some breaking news today on the Patriots. They signed a new tight end. They have a new tight end to help fill out the depth chart and compete with, what's this guy's name? Lacoste for the...
Matt Lacoste went down, so they bring in...
Lacoste got hurt? I didn't even realize that.
Yes.
Yeah, Lacoste got hurt on Thursday. Thursday. High ankle sprain, it sounds like.
Oh, no. Well, that...
Yeah, not good.
That's a bad one.
Yes.
Well, how did I miss that? I guess I did. So
you were lusting over Jared
Stidham. Yeah, I was.
And Braxton Berrios.
I was. Oh, I like that Berrios kid.
Fake football.
Oh, watch him on the punt returns.
Calm down, Felger.
So that he goes down, they bring in a new tight end. Who could have predicted that? Who could have predicted the Patriots would ever end up with this tight end? We'll come back with that after McCarthy's update.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger and Mass.
Just your classic sports radio sort of thing. Opinion, phone call, commercial.
The stories of the day.
Claire, put the desk world down!
In their unique way.
This is what we do.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, here we go. We're doing it once again. This is how we do our pre-draft talk. because it's stupid to actually try and do it on the level. So we decided years ago just to huck markers at a draft magazine. And now we're going to do tight ends. We'll pick three tight ends. And again, we've got markers inside of little footballs this time. So maybe you got a little more going for you.
Okay, so I can hit the whole board here, right?
Yep, go where we got to go.
Okay, here we go.
And if you miss the magazine, it's closest to.
Yeah! It's the bottom of the page.
I got it. Eric Saubert. He's from Drake.
You got no shot of picking this clown.
It's projected in the fifth round. His strong points are height, speed, hands, and run after catch abilities.
It feels like Zach Sudfeld to me.
Growth potential to 255 pounds. Right now, he weighs in at 247. The weak points are he lacks strength and power to play in line at the NFL level.
So it's going
to
be one weak tight end.
He's more of a slot guy. Okay. Ah, who could predict Eric Saubert to the New England Patriots? The Felger and Maz Big Board.
Bow to the Big Board.
Get on your knees, Boston.
I am not worthy, Big Board. I am not worthy.
On your knees, Adam Jones. On your knees, buddy.
Suck it, Jones.
On your knees. Another hit for the Felger and Maz Big Board. Eric Saubert. Even if they don't draft him, it always comes around, doesn't it?
Still counts. It may take a few years, but doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The Big Board knows. You know they were in on him on the draft. It's what that tells you,
right?
That they liked him coming out of college. Probably was high on their board, just wasn't there when they wanted to draft him. But what goes around comes around, and the Felger and Maz Big Board usually comes around. Now, the addendum there is that the Felger and Maz Big Board does not predict success, nor whether the guy can play or not, because plenty of our Big Board selections absolutely suck.
But Cyrus Jones,
Jake Paquette,
yes,
there's a million of them. Aaron Dobson. I don't know what the number is, but I'll just say fully half of them can't play. KP.
At least in Jim Murray's mind, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I mean, that's the story of the draft. There's a lot of flameouts. You can't get them all.
And we will flame out with the best of them. Don't look at me like that. We will flame out like you read about on the Felger Maz Big Board. So Eric Saubert to the Patriots. Who knows? I just wanted to play the big board stuff and pump our tires. Also, quick reminder here. As you know, tomorrow is our 10-year anniversary. How about that? 10 years. So from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., we'll look back at some of the biggest moments in Boston sports and the biggest sports hub moments as well from the past decade. It's our 10th anniversary celebration, and it is presented commercial-free. That's right. From 7 to 5, commercial-free. All our best of stuff. Okay, so we'll celebrate us, but it's just also what happened in Boston over the last 10 years. So it's not just, we're not just going to be stroking ourselves. It's really about what's happened over the last 10 years. But in the course of that, we'll play you a lot of best of stuff. So it's going to be highly entertaining stuff from the last 10 years, commercial free. And that's thanks to Aaron's, the King of Snow. So they're going to sponsor that commercial free segment, that chunk, that massive chunk from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So from championship celebrations to agonizing defeats, it's been quite a ride. Listen tomorrow on air and streaming anywhere on 98.5 The Sports Hub's app. One more piece of business. The Felger and Maz off-air show returns tonight. Facebook Live presented by Ace Ticket, myself and Joe Murray. Is that right?
That's right.
Jeopardy Joe Murray.
From the Over Under podcast here on 98.5.
Oh, there you go. So me and him on Facebook Live, 6 o'clock sharp. 6 p.m. sharp. We'll get Joe Murray to swear like a drunken sailor on that thing. Again, that is presented by our friends at Ace Ticket. Back to your phones, as promised. Jonathan in Easton joins us next. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, I'm only worried about Brady leaving for one reason, and it's TB12. Because if he goes to a new city, TB12 is going to double. And if he dominates, and depending on the size of the city he goes to, I think TB12 might be a factor into his decision.
Yep, Jonathan. Let me ask you: What do you think is more important to Tom Brady, TB12 or the New England Patriots?
TB12.
Yep. If I asked you the same question, Murray.
TB12 at this point.
TB12.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is. And which is okay.
Yep.
I mean, he gave you 20 of the most incredible years any athlete's ever given a team. I think that's fair to say, up there, with anyone you could ever mention.
And the winning still benefits that. Like, I still think he would love to win another title or titles.
Right.
But to do that in his 40s, to try to get to 45, only benefits his methods in TB12.
I just think
the priorities changed. I understand it. Like, it's, I wish it was all about winning, but
That seventh trophy is for TB12. It's not for the New England Patriots.
Yeah, and that's not to say that winning isn't a priority for him. That's not to say that winning might not even be the top priority for him, but it all benefits TB12. If you put the importance, you know, on the scale of importance, he would put TB12 ahead of the organization. He's always felt that it's going to end poorly here. He's going to put his own interests ahead of the Patriots' interests. That's That's just a fact. And you know what? I can't blame him for it.
Okay, here's Eric and Winthrop with a doozy of a take. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, guys. I love the show. I love Brady, and I would not want anything but good things for him. But imagine how delicious the full circle would be. The Pats start off like 1-3. Maybe Brady fractures a bone in his arm, and he has to take a few weeks off. Stidham comes in and just takes over the job and never gives it back. And then there'll be a picture of Stidham jumping up and down, slapping Brady's shoulders after they win the Super Bowl. And Brady won't be having it.
Okay, so I don't need that whole thing. But the comment line says, would like to see Brady get hurt, Stidham take over.
Yeah, time is a flat circle.
Why are you? Okay. that's why you're laughing. I get it.
The circle of life. We call it the Mufasa theory.
And that's also sick. Like, come on. Like, you're kind of deep down. That's what you want, Brady to go down with an injury so the kid
let
takes
me ask
over
another
and
question.
It all comes full circle.
Let me ask you another question. And I know your answer, and you probably know mine. What's more interesting this year? The Patriots under Tom Brady or Jared Stidham / Brian Hoyer?
Ugh. Brady.
Brady.
I'm not even entertaining this.
For me, it's Hoyer Stidham.
Oh, God. It is. Oh, Hoyer. No.
And I'm not telling, look, listen, I'm not telling you how you should feel, because this is how you feel.
You're pointing at me and telling me how I should feel.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And I get it, because you are fans. In the classic sense, you are a Patriot fan. I'm not. I'm just someone who wants to see them do well. There's a difference there. Who benefits from them doing well, right? So that's not a fan.
You better rethink that, too. Are you a fan of your ratings bonuses?
Okay, I am.
You want Brady to keep playing?
I'm a big fan. But there are more interesting story if they win at a high level with Jared Stidham. That's a bigger upside for me. That's a bigger upside in that quarterly bonus you're talking about, because that's a more compelling story.
And you might get to you still think with Hoyer you could get to 10 wins, 11 wins, and still win the division. Fine.
But oh, yes.
What's going to happen in the playoffs? They're going to crap out because ultimately you have to rely on the quarterback, and those guys suck.
Oh,
at
do
least
you?
Hoyer does.
Because I don't know. Your offense scored 13 points in the biggest game of the year, and you won by 10 going away. You were fine. So do you? I don't know. Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl.
Still had to have those balls delivered to Gronk. And even Peyton Manning, while he was a sidecar, still had to throw to Owen Daniels over Jamie Collins, by the way.
I love how you're pretzel-twisting a lot. Now you're back to Manning actually doing something for them.
He did make those throws to the tight end over Jamie Collins, who's back, and everyone's pumped about that.
But I thought you said Osweiler could have done the same thing for him.
He could have. They should have stuck with Brock Osweiler.
Now you have to twist yourself in a pretzel to say that Brady has to be there for them to win at a high level. Now you're twisting yourself. You're not being consistent. As a neutral observer, which is more of what I am with the Patriots, to me, a team that wins with Stidham and Hoyer is more interesting to me on a week-to-week basis. Now, maybe it doesn't go as far. But I told you, I to me, like that 2008 year was a fascinating, great year for you and a testament, a real testament to your program that you won with a quarterback like that at a high level. And I found that year fascinating. And I did. I was engaged in that year. I liked 08 better than 07. 07 to me.
Oh, they both. Oh, God. I hate both of those years, actually.
I mean, 07 was a joy. All we had, the only thing we talked about on a weekly basis is, are they running it up, and is that the right thing to do or not? God, that year was so freaking boring. I can't even tell you. What a boring, because I'm not a fan. If I were a fan, I'm not telling you how to feel. I'm telling you how I feel.
No, even I at the end of it, and I wanted them to drop a game because I felt like the impending doom hanging over them, and they played worse and worse against bad teams, Eagles, Ravens. You know how it ended. I wanted them to lose a game. I hated the end of that.
I mean, I just think, again, you going 4-12 under Hoyer and Stidham is not, listen to what I'm saying. You winning with those guys would be a more compelling season to me. It would. It would, and I think you'd win with those guys. And I said it before, I'll say it again. Hopefully we won't find out, okay? Because I'm not wishing injury on someone. I don't do that. So hopefully we never find out. But if Brady tapped out here or got hurt and missed the year and your quarterbacks were Hoyer and Stidham, you'd win at least 10 games, I'm thinking now 11, and win the division. And we'd be in the divisional round. Maybe I'd even be a Patriots fan for that.
I stand by that Osweiler in 2015 thing, too. He was good that
year. Oh, wait a minute. I thought Peyton Manning had to be there to complete those balls over Dolan Daniels, over Jamie Collins.
He had already beaten the Patriots, did Osweiler. He could have done it again.
Yes, he would.
AFC Championship game.
Please. Eric in Phoenix. Go ahead, Eric. On Brady's franchise tag, what's that all about?
Yeah, so, I mean, how many times has Belichick used the franchise tag? I think the Pats want it out of this deal as much as Brady does, because they're not going to pay him $39 million next year. They never have. They never will.
They used it on their kicker.
Yeah, no,
used it a bunch.
Right. No. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes no sense for the Patriots. It goes against Belichick to leave that option on the table.
No, but you make a good point. Why would the Patriots concede that? You know, I asked you, give me a reason why Brady would ask for it other than wanting the flexibility. There is no other answer. But the Patriots gave it away because we're not using it anyway. We're not going to use it. We're not going to pay you that. And, you know, I'm still surprised they gave away the leverage, I'm being honest. But, no, they don't want to franchise expensive players. That's why they franchise the kicker, Murray. He's the cheapest position on the field. So they'll franchise the freaking kicker. But they, you know, all these years that we go into, they'll franchise a guy. They'll franchise a guy. They'll franchise Eric Flowers. They'll franchise Dante Hightower. They'll franchise. Yep. They don't franchise those guys because they don't want to pay them.
So some gamesmanship on behalf of the Patriots. We're not going to use it anyway. So sure, Tom, we'll just give you that.
Away. you won. You think?
That's right.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
How about that, Felger?
But I am actually surprised. Yeah, just the threat of it, though. Just the paper leverage of it. I am still surprised they gave it away. Walter in New Bedford. Go ahead, Walter.
Hey, Felger. How's it going?
Good, man. What do you got?
Listen, I just want to know why you're so sure that Brady does not want to go to another team when Manning and Joe Montana already did, and arguably that with Brady, that's three of the top ever. So why do you think Brady wouldn't want to go to another team to prove to himself that he could win a title?
Because I think he wants to be here. I think he wants to be here and fairly compensated here. So that's number one. And number two, I don't think he wants to uproot himself. I think he's moving his family to New York. And so unless he plays for the Giants or the Jets, which I find both really unlikely, he's going to have his family. And I don't think he'll do that here either, by the way. He's going to have his family in Connecticut, his kids in school in Manhattan, but he's going to be playing in Dallas or Tennessee or Los Angeles.
You just get a condo, that's all.
Or Boston. I don't think he wants to do that. I don't think he wants to start over, uproot his family, separate himself from his family. I think he is, yeah, so that's why I think. So, but would he? I think he would. I think, you know, I think it's a possibility. If I'm handicapping, I'm not putting him on another team. I don't think he's going to go anywhere, but he could. I mean, otherwise, he wouldn't have asked for the franchise tag. That, to me, is a tell, and there's no other explanation for it. We've got the final word coming up next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio, crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Reminder,
Felger Maz, off-air show, myself and Joe Murray coming up in 4 minutes on Facebook Live, presented by Ace Ticket. Join us for that. Also want to thank the Coach Grill in Wayland for a tremendous food drop today. Discover all the comforts of a traditional New England meal, from the finest aged steaks and chops to fresh seafood and slow-roasted rotisserie, paired perfectly with an extensive array of classic wines. Coach Grill in Wayland, open for dinner Monday through Friday, lunch and dinner on weekends, also now on Uber Eats. All right, what do we got here, McCarthy?
All right, one of my favorite things is when Jim Murray gets passionate over bad football and bad football players, and his battle with you today over Matt Cassel and Brian Hoyer. And
he doesn't get it.
Likes of the quarterbacks.
I get it.
Just listen.
Legit backup quarterback, a guy who was a starter and took a team to the playoffs and won games in the league. That's a success story. That's not a failure.
Cassel, too.
Yeah. How many Same guys deal. Like? How many guys?
Matt, where? What world am I living in now that Matt Cassel's a success yes. story if in you, the grand in the grand yes. scheme of things?
Yes. yes. Where they're drafted?
Oh
yes.
Yes. Oh my
yep.
God.
Where they're yep. drafted? Yep.
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 If you take a seventh round pick and turn yep. him into a backup quarterback in the NFL who had some success as a starter
and goes to the Pro Bowl,
and goes to the Pro Bowl,
success,
success,
success.
You take a Brian success. Hoyer undrafted.
Who bowed out of the Pro Bowl that year? He got there by default. I'm going to look that up. He didn't get there on his own merit. Please.
What do you mean he didn't get there on his own merit?
He got there because someone bowed out. Matt
look
Castle
it up.
Made that
I don't
Pro
know.
Bowl in 2009. My ass.
Even if he is a Pro Bowl replacement, a seventh.
I live in bizarro world now.
No, you
now,
don't.
Brian Hoyer and Matt Castle are success stories in
yes.
the NFL.
Yes. Yes.
What is this?
From where they're drafted, Murray, you don't get what we're saying?
I do get what you're saying. They still stink. I don't care if they were free agents off the street like Brian Hoyer
no,
was.
No. Rohan Davies stinks. Ryan Mallett stinks. Okay? Cliff Kingsbury stunk. Kevin O'Connell stunk. Those guys stunk. Brian Hoyer and Matt Cassel were NFL quarterbacks.
Matt Cassel, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 2010.
What was his quarterback rating?
Hold on.
Look up that Houston game against Kansas City.
93.
How many turnovers did he have against Kansas City, that wild card game?
That's was a success six? Story.
Success story.
It's a success story.
It's a success story because you're a cockroach and you can hang around long enough to keep cashing
easy,
paychecks.
Easy, easy. I was wondering where you were going with that. Brian Hoyer's starter record as a starter is 16-21.
We're going to celebrate losing records now.
He was undrafted. He was undrafted.
So by your standard, Mark Sanchez is a success.
No, he was the fourth overall pick or whatever. No, you don't get it.
No, I get it. Doesn't matter where you were drafted.
Of course it does.
If you can come in and play, it just sounds like you're fine. Like you're a success story. As long as you can come in and be a quarterback in the NFL, you're good. It doesn't matter. You've made it to the NFL. You're a success.
If you're drafted in the seventh round or undrafted, you're not expected to even play in the league. Never mind, okay? I mean, they're not. Of course, they're not the success story Tom Brady is, but if you're telling me that you take Matt Cassel in the seventh round and he ends up in a Pro Bowl, wins you 11 games, success.
It's because of all the talent that he was surrounded with. Welker, Moss, that defense coming off a nearly unbeaten season the year before.
You're leaving out the most important one. Belichick. Yeah. Surrounded by Belichick. That's the moral of today's show, in case you weren't listening. Murray, what have you come up on the baseball reporters?
Well, thank God I got Matt McCarthy here. He, the host of Hardcore Baseball, which you can catch on 98.5 of Sports. It's going to be a lot of McCarthy and me staring at the clock, hoping for 7 o'clock.
McCarthyism comes your way. What are you guys going to be talking about quickly?
We're going to be crapping all over Andrew Cashner, who, by the way, has been since moved to the bullpen after yet another terrible start for the Sox yesterday. And we'll preview this series coming up with Cleveland and gauge the Red Sox fan as to whether or not they even give a rat's ass anymore at this point.
I have the answer to that, Jim, because I feel like, you know, I'm Red Sox fan and I speak for the people. No, we don't. We don't give a rat's ass.
That's coming up with no commercial interruption here. Just an update from McCarthy. Speaking of no commercial interruption, that's tomorrow. Felger and Maz 10th year anniversary sports hub, I should say. 10th year anniversary commercial free. We start at 2. The whole station will start at 6. Commercial free starts at 7. We're on at 2. Reliving the last 10 years in Boston sports and here on the station. So that comes your way tomorrow at 2. We'll talk to everyone then. Bye-bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.